But whatever gets my phone to ring, let's do it. And it's just spitballing. Most of them obviously don't have a plan for marketing. They have really no idea what they're doing. They don't have like a marketing committee or team to run plays.
Do you feel you should be further along in your contracting business? Are you tired of not making the money that you know that you're worth? Or maybe you're winning, but you just want to win at a higher level. I'm Tom Reber, and this is the Contractor Fight. Turn this shit up and get ready to earn more respect, earn more money, and be a better leader in your business. Oh, and P.S., this show is not for thin-skinned people. If you offend easily or have a victim mentality, you should probably just move the fuck on right now. Let's go. Fighters, today I welcome my good buddy David Chisholm to the show. I've known him for well over a decade. We go way back in the painting industry, and David has been helping contractors for years with their marketing. And with all the things that are going on in the world right now and all the needs that contractors have to build their brands and market their business, I wanted to have David back on and just kind of share a little bit of his mindset, what's going on. One of the things that I found particularly helpful was our discussion around creating your own marketing committee and not feeling like you got to go at it alone. So anyway, without further ado, here's David Chisholm. David Chisholm, what's up, my man?
What's up, Tom? Thanks for having me on the show.
It's good to have you back. Shoot, yes. You were on a couple hundred episodes ago, I think. It's been a while. So just, I want to give people a quick flyby here. You and I met a million years ago in the painting industry. We both come from that background. I'm doing what I'm doing. You've been helping contractors market their business for several years now. A lot of good stuff going on there. So I just want to give people that quick history that you and I go way back and always had a mutual respect for each other. And I just wanted to have you back on the show because I know to me, sales is oxygen and you don't have sales without leads, right? So
that's right.
It's never a bad thing to have somebody like you on here and talk marketing for contractors. And I know it's a really big issue and a struggle for guys. But before we get into any the nitty gritty, tell us a little bit about your company and who you serve, what you do, and what makes you kick ass at it.
All right. So actually, this is, as we're recording this, is my 11th year in business. I just started in April of 2009. And really, I help primarily that I started just helping painting contractors and marketing their business. So I was their marketing manager. I kind of did a little bit of everything. So I helped, if they didn't have a plan, I'd help put together a plan. When I started, I was kind of the guy doing blog writing, email marketing, social media form, a little bit of everything. Since then, I've kind of morphed into expanding that into other trades, not just painters. Mm-hmm. And so I'm kind of the quarterback, really. So I kind of I help run the plays, throw the football down the field, and score touchdowns. So if the plays aren't working, we would change it up. We meet on a regular basis to call the shots. And so, yeah, it's been going really well. Had a staff of people to help me do different aspects of that. So I've been outsourcing certain things, some things I've had in-house. I have up until now, I've had content writers on my team to help write the content who try to talk the talk of a contractor. Mm-hmm. And then I've outsourced certain things, like if we're doing like an ad program, depending on the client, what their needs are, I'll outsource those things. But really, I'm the guy keeping them accountable, making sure they're doing their job. And, you know, if something's not working, we make a change. So that's kind of been my role.
So when you start working with a company, you know, somebody's a brand new customer to your company, what do you see as some of the most common things they're screwing up right out of the gate in their marketing? What drives you nuts? If you could wave a magic wand and fix stuff right away, what would that be?
Good question. You know, most of them obviously don't have a plan for marketing. They have really no idea what they're doing. They're wasting money too. They're just spending money. If the phone rings and they get a sales guy selling them something, they sign up like, oh, you know, I mean, back in the day it was Yellow Pages, you know, how many guys signed up for that? And now it's SEO work, paid search, whatever. Someone's calling to say, hey, you're not ranked well on Google, you know, for $5,000 a month, we can get you there. And it's like, okay, sign me up. So there's just, they're going, whatever gets my phone to ring, let's do it. And it's just kind of spitballing. And so normally when I start working for someone, they're all over the place. They don't have like a marketing committee or team to like, you know, run plays. So that's probably the biggest thing right there. I would say second to that, their brand stinks. So they just don't, they don't take pride in their business. They don't take pride in their brand. So they, maybe what, just from their logo, their yard signs, their trucks, everything is just kind of scattered. And they're like, yeah, this is how I started. This is what, you know, this is how I, there's no pride. So those are two things that first come to mind for sure.
Basically, the first thing out of your mouth was, I don't have a plan. What are the foundational elements to a contractor's marketing plan? Like, where does somebody start?
I think where someone starts is, you know, they have to look at their, they got to start on their business, you know, working on their business and determining what is it they want. What are they trying to, what are they hoping their contract business can do? So they got to have a business plan and, you know, work with a coach. So they got a business / sales plan. Like, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to make. So instead of just like 3-year visions, 5-year vision, all that kind of stuff, those are good things. There's like a purpose for all that. But I do think that the contractor needs to sit down and go, how much money do I want to make? And how much time do I want to spend making that much money? You know, because I've seen a lot of guys that have big businesses that don't make much money too. So like, it's more of a, hey, I run a $10 million company. I'm making money at it, but wasn't that cool?
Yeah, you know, isn't it cool? Look at all my trucks.
Yeah. No, I'd rather have a $1 million company making that kind of money, you know,
yeah,
and working less. So I think, again, I think that when I start working with someone, I want to know, you know, what is it that they want to do? Where are they headed? Why are they headed there? And then we can start looking, okay, what is it that you've done in the past? And that's where I like probably nothing. And then I start breaking it down from there. It's okay. Well, let's start putting together a plan of, let's talk money. Let's talk a strategy to say, okay, to get there, these are usually the things that I've seen work. And this is how much time you're going to have to spend doing it. And a lot of times, you know, some guys get it, some guys don't. Some are hardworking, like the guys you work with, you know, they're ready to get down and dirty and do their homework. And some are just like, they're not ready. So.
Yeah. You know, as you're talking, I'm reminded, you know, one of the things my team and I always tell people with their marketing is, and I think this is true for anything. It could be losing weight, making money, whatever. It comes down to, where are you at right now? Number one. Number two, what are your targets? Where do you want to get to? Mm-hmm. And number three, let's identify how to get there with the steps. You know, I mean, that's, you could pretty much break anything down in those three categories. And so my biggest pet peeve with contractors is they don't track leads and sales. Like I'm so blown away. You and I come from a history and a community and stuff years ago that where we met that was fanatical about tracking. And I'm so grateful that they were, you know, because I just think if you're not tracking, especially your leads and sales, then you don't know what marketing is working, what marketing isn't working. I've seen a lot of guys, I'm sure you've seen this, where you go, yeah, they're like, yeah, I got 100 leads a month from this thing. And I go, okay, but how many turn into money?
Yep.
You know, you can actually have a lot of leads from something that doesn't drive profit. Then you could flip it around and go, what are the lead sources that lead to the highest profit in the company? And that's where our time and attention should be. So anyway, I'm preaching to the choir here, but
no, I've seen that for sure. I mean, a lot of the, and some of it comes right back to the sales guy too. They don't, salesmen in general, estimators, they don't like tracking. They just like selling, you know, I get it. And a lot of the guys I work with too are the owners. So the owners are salesmen as well. And, you know, they get big enough, they get some more guys working for them, but you know, using a CRM and tracking, I've wasted so many hours in my business over the last 10, 11 years of trying to track for them because it makes my job easier. You know, I can't advise them for how they're doing until I see the numbers too, you know, where the leads are coming from and is this a good use of funds. So huge, huge part that's lacking.
All right, fighters. One thing that's jumping out at me as a problem is the lack of focus that the average contractor has on sales training. And that's not surprising because a lot of contractors, we do what comes natural to us, and that's usually the stuff out in the field. But listen, a couple things you got to understand. Nothing happens without a sale. You don't produce the thing you do. You don't have team meetings. You don't cut paychecks. Nothing happens in your business if you are not selling projects. And that is your number one job. And it's always your number one job, but even more so with the struggles that are going on right now. Another big thing with this whole sales mindset is the typical consumer will more than usual attempt to play games with you during an economic crisis. They're going to try to pitch you against somebody else. They're reading articles on all the, quote unquote, air quotes here, professional sites about how to beat up contractors and how to get the best prices and all this other garbage. Listen, sales training is going to prepare you to head those objections off and make sure that you're only spending time with the right people. And then finally, listen, lead flow typically decreases by quite a bit. That means you have less at-bats to hit your break-even numbers and all that other stuff. So you actually have to sell, in most cases, at a higher profit margin than you normally would to recover your overhead with the less at-bats that you have. So listen, I've been beating this drum for 6 years in the Contractor Sales Academy. I'm a co-founder of that kick-ass program. For 6 years, guys, we've been teaching contractors how to sell at higher rates, how to not run around wasting a bunch of windshield time. And the flavor of the month right now in the world is do online and virtual estimates. Well, guys, we've been doing it for 6 years. And if you're interested in learning the methods that we teach and how to really connect with your clients and how to sell your jobs at higher rates and stuff like that, I want to invite you to go do a free demo with one of our team members at contractorsalesacademy.com/demo. Schedule your time, grab 10, 15 minutes and see what's under the hood that we have going on at Contractor Sales Academy. So contractorsalesacademy.com/demo. Don't half-ass this sales stuff. Right now, it's all about putting points on the board, and we want to help you do that. I'm out. So we got a couple types of contractors here right now that listen to this. We have the guys that, you know, are doing 5, 10, 20 million a year in revenue. They got established businesses. They're humming along. And then we got guys on the total opposite end of the spectrum where they've been in business for 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years. They can't get over the $300,000 a year mark. They're not paying themselves six figures yet. They've got debt. They work in the field. They don't have a lot of time. I'd love for you to just share your thoughts on some bullet point type tips for each of those types of contractors.
Yeah, I think I'll start with the big guys first because it may not be as complicated there. And, maybe they have a deeper pockets or, what I've seen with the big guys is that what's lacking is still structure. A lot of them don't have a marketing committee, someone heading up their marketing. So, getting that in place is always a good idea. When you get into those big numbers, as long as they're making money first, looking at their goals and is my company profitable, get out of debt and all that stuff, or lower your debt, then they need to come in and sit down and say, let's strategize where we want to go with our company. And it doesn't necessarily mean to grow in size, but if they want to stay a $10 million company, that's fine too. This is what we're going to do to keep that going. And they need to have a plan in place to, and it's got to be not one thing, obviously. So with marketing, you've got everyone's pushing digital and online. But for home improvement, there's still a lot of things to do offline. There's still a lot to do with your customer base too, that these guys don't think of. Customers and referrals are usually the last to market to. So those big guys really need to have a plan to market to the existing clients. Realtors are great at that. That's how realtors thrive and growing their businesses through repeat referral more than probably any industry that I can think of. They're all about referrals. Contractors are not all about referrals. So whatever size, especially large ones, tap into that gold mine. Have a plan for their internet, their strategy, their content marketing. They have the resources probably to do even more, quality, podcasts and content creation, emails, YouTube, social media things that some of the guys can't afford to do. And so I think they need to make sure that's all in place there as well. And then good tracking systems. So they have no excuse but to track and measure how that's working. and I would say that they need to, they can hire some of it in-house. And I think there's still a really, I know I'm an outsource guy too, but there's still a benefit to outsourcing mm-hmm. as much as you can, because you can keep those guys accountable to do a good job. There's when you get someone who's outsourced, they want to keep that job. You know, that's their livelihood. So you're going to require them to make sure they got all their credentials and they know what they're doing. They stay on top of their game. So, that's one thing there.
When it comes to like, real quick, yeah. You've said something twice since we've been talking here today. And it was one of the first things out of your mouth with the bigger companies. And that was having a committee, mm-hmm. a marketing committee. And then you also earlier talked about being a quarterback. Yep. And that's something that I see a lot with more established businesses, is their marketing just seems to be all over the place. And if I could wave a magic wand, just from a strategic mindset point of view here, I would love to see people be a little more protective of their brand. Mm-hmm. You know, like they throw up a Facebook ad, but there's no continuity of messaging between the Facebook ad, their website, their Instagram, their trucks, their home mm-hmm. shows. You know, there doesn't seem to be like a unifying direction, because they're just, like you said, they're just signing up for shit, you know, that comes their way. And so I guess can you talk just a bit on what you mean by a marketing committee? Because I don't think people are real familiar with that.
Sure. I think a marketing committee is kind of like an accountability group or you know, something like you have members, some in your organization, sometimes outside your organization, or advisory board, if you will. So they're mm-hmm. kind of like marketing advisory board might be a better word too. So you would look at it from the standpoint, okay, we need to market our business. You know, maybe you just got one marketing guy on your team. Here, go market our business. Well, you know, he's got to know enough to get things going. Or you guys can start this advisory board of to be part of your marketing committee, which might be some of your outsourced guys will be on that committee, some team members, some employees, and then some vendors outside too. Maybe some of your customers will be part of this. So I've done this before. So when I was working in the painting industry, we had a marketing committee. This is, you know, almost 15 years ago, mm-hmm. where I invited a financial kind of guy who knew numbers really well, who was in an investment firm, and I brought him in to just kind of sit in. I think it was once a month we'd meet. I invited, I believe I had a client on there. I actually had a marketing agency on there as well, where I had my own business. And I was trying to think else. I had a paint sales rep on there too. So, I just invited him and, hey, why don't you be on a marketing committee? So they're kind of advisors. They're giving us feedback as we're creating a plan. So my marketing agency that I hired at the time, they were coming up with the general plan, but then we had these people on the board to kind of give us feedback, you know, from an outside perspective. So it just made things a lot cleaner and a lot smoother. They would kind of push back if, you know, something didn't make sense. And again, they weren't necessarily in the painting industry, so they can really give us their advice on what does this work or not. So, and the guy leading it is the quarterback. So
yeah,
you know, we kind of run the meetings and then call it. All right, you know, break. Let's go run it, and then let's meet back and report on how it's going. So
cool. So how about the other guy we talked about? What's it look like for him?
So just a small scale version of the big guys. I think that, you know, I've talked about this before, is just these guys, that if they don't have the money, they still got to protect their brand. They got to have a brand and have some pride around it. I've taken some small outfits they had. I looked at, let's say, their logo and stuff. It just was so bad. Like, I couldn't even stomach looking at it. And I said, is there any pride behind this thing? And what is this? And so kind of one of the first things I did is just clean that up. You know, it doesn't have to spend a lot of money on it, but just make something better than that. You know, and then we looked at their website and I had this one firm who just had a terrible looking site. And I said, well, how's that working for you? And they go, we don't get anything off that site. So I can see why. It had the old logo on it and it was just a piece of junk. What about your, you know, social? We just kind of walked through all the little things they're doing. They weren't doing much. They're basically relying on, you know, the phone to ring, praying that the phone would ring, and maybe not even referral plan or anything, emails. So I said, look, let's find a web developer who will build a site for you that's 10 times better than this, and maybe we can work out a payment plan with them too. So found a web developer to whip up a site that looks so much better, cleaner. And I said, look, just pay them monthly. So no interest, as we've worked out a 2-year plan. So I guarantee you this site will start converting way more than your current site without even doing a content marketing plan yet, just out of the gate. So, and then that's exactly what happened. So ever since that day, that was 5 or 6 years ago, they get tons of leads off their site just from protecting their brand, cleaning things up, taking pride in their work. And then from there, just we started adding things along the way, just baby steps, you know, jump in front of the camera and start talking about your work. You just educate people. And again, you know, most contractors don't want to do that. They're afraid to jump in front of the camera. They don't know what they're going to say, but yet they'll go out to a job like as an estimator and talk the ear off of the homeowner, educate them all day, you know?
Yeah.
But they'll never do that on any social media and stuff. So I'm like, look, if you can go out to someone's house and they're going to ask you all these questions, they're order taking, you're just feeding them all this, just that's all stuff you can use to market your business. And all of a sudden you're going to become the expert.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, you know, protect the brand, have pride, educate, and then nurture, you know, do a really good job. Just, I tell guys to start now, like do it, take pride in your work, not just your brand, but in what you're doing. Just give kick awesome customer service, track and get a simple CRM together. Make sure you know where things are coming from. I want to know every lead that comes in here, where it came from.
That's a pet peeve of mine. I'm fanatical about that. You know,
right?
I want to know as best I can. You know, I think one of the other things here that people struggle with marketing, contracting in a lot of ways is immediate gratification. You go and you paint the room, it looks better. You know, you put in crown molding, the room looks better. You fix the thing and it works. You know, like there's, and that's one of the reasons that guys love the trade so much, right? Is that it's immediate gratification. You could stand back at the end of the day and feel like you've made some progress, that you did something worthwhile. And I think there's a psychology here with marketing that a lot of times it takes time to build your brand. There's a long play to this. And I just want to encourage guys that are listening to have pride, like David, you're talking about, do things right, invest the time, invest the money, but understand that it's very similar to planting a tree. You know, it's going to grow over time. In fact, bamboo, right? It grows underground for like 4 years.
Right.
And then in the fifth year, you know, it pops up out of the ground, and within 6 weeks, it's 80 feet in the air or whatever.
Can't start growing. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, just have that right perspective that this is your marketing is never going to be done, by the way, either. It's never finished. It's never like this is going to be the one thing. It's dialed in forever in the future of my company. You're always going to be making adjustments. Just like you brought up the quarterback thing, right? You know, you have a game plan, but, you know, sometimes the plays ain't working. So you're going to have to call some audibles and make some changes and stuff. Go ahead.
One last thing. I mean, yeah, adapt and change too along the way too, because this is a sort of off topic, but I've been telling guys to be prepared for the next generation that's coming. Mm-hmm. And right now people aren't listening to me right now. I actually, that's not my client right now. Like, yes, but it could be a year from now. It could be 5 years from now. Be ready for these changes that are coming, you know, whether it's, you know, financial crisis, recessions, viruses, you name it. Then you also just got the changing of guard. You got the millennials coming in and you got the gens, whatever they are, Zs now. You know, they're coming in and you have to make sure that you're marketing to those people next. And right now we're marketing to a different audience. So always be adapting, always be changing along the way. Never stop marketing. It's everything you do.
That's where the video comes in, right? I mean, the younger people growing up, they're used to being glued to their device, looking at a video. They're used to pushing a button and getting a price, getting an answer. Yeah. And I 100% agree. We have to speak the language of the people that, you know, we're selling to. And I want to be ahead of the curve here. I want, you know, Gary Vee always talks about skate to where the puck's going to be, not in your marketing, not where it is. So dude, I know, man, you've helped so many contractors over the years. You got a great, great thing going there. You really know your stuff. You approach it from, I think a real healthy foundational level with contractors. If somebody wants to learn more about you, what you got going on, how do they reach out to David Chisholm? What's the best way, man?
So they can go to my website. It's adavidcreation.com. They can text me. I don't mind getting out my phone number on here too. So it's 301-401-7890. Text me. I'll respond pretty quick if I'm not on a call. Or they can send me an email, david@adavidcreations. So it's the letter A and davidcreation.com. And or you can hit me up on social too. So if you see me on Instagram or Facebook, I'm kind of all over the place, and I respond to any of those messages on there for sure.
Well, dude, that's good stuff. And I appreciate you carving out time here. You know, one of the biggest things we're trying to do here in the fight is bring dignity and respect back to the trades. And that's why you're here, because I know that you've done that. You've been a critical part of so many businesses through the years of helping them do just that, where their lives and incomes and quality of life for their employees and their teams are all better because of the work you're doing from that marketing perspective. So I just wanted to share you with the world here a little bit and not keep you a secret, man.
No, I appreciate it very much. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, man. And we'll put all the links to the show notes. And with that, Travis, rock us out. Bring in the guitars. We'll catch you guys next time on The Fight.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of The Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag #JoinTheFight. And our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.